Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Andrew Gibbons with me now. Morning, Gibbo.
Hey, Cozzy.
Mate, what about that? She can tuck into anything just about, CJ.
Yeah, she's very lucky, and I was very lucky that probably the first three quarters of my career I was like that too. It's only sort of been the last few years that I've had to be a little bit careful with a lot of ones, but there's plenty of people doing a lot harder than me, so I'm definitely not going to complain.
No, and just out of interest for yourself, what do you tuck into of a morning for brekkie? You able to have much or not?
No, not today because I've got 54s, but if I don't have 54s, I can pretty much sort of do what I like. You know, I can have a bit of toast after the track and things like that before I go to the races. But, yeah, it all depends on what weight I'm riding on the day.
All right. Now, you're on Magnolia Power for Chris Lees in the first and had one run back from a spell. Nice run, and looks like it'll go very close in race one.
Yeah, she will, but she's definitely not the easiest horse to deal with. She can do a lot of things wrong. She can be a bit tricky at the gates. She can get very wayward in her runs. I'd say the big plus today is one draw. And as long as she behaves steps away, I'm going to be very open-minded how I ride. I'm just going to leave her to be comfortable. I think that's the key. If I can get her to be comfortable and do things right, she's probably the best horse in the race, but that's just the key, getting her to do it all right.
All right, grand achievement race two for Les Tilley, and this horse is knocking on the door.
Yeah, I've done a lot of this horse. I only just picked this one up this morning. I've only got a chance to really have a quick look at this last run, and it was very, very strong late over the 1280, so I suggest that the 1500 is going to be more up his alley. So I'm probably going to have to wait and see what Les has to tell me about this because I don't know a great deal about him, but I did like what he did late last start.
Now, Magic Name is just ultra-consistent and flew home last start, just missed.
Yeah, he just seems one of them horses that can just find a way to get beat. I've rode him a couple of times, and he's run good seconds without sort of getting there. And last start, he got back in a slow run race and was very strong late. Little bit of an awkward draw. Six is not the worst in the world, but when it's six or seven, it can be a little bit tricky. But best thing about that is I can be back and not be far from him. And if things go his way, he'd be very happy to be.
All right, in race four, you're on X Dream, a three-year-old having its first start. It's had two preparations and it's trialled well.
Yeah, trials have been probably mixed. There's been sort of better trials than others. Sort of a couple of trials back was better than the most recent one, but definitely going well enough to get to the races and be competitive. You've got a soft draw, which you like to see with these first starters, and the 1,000 there, they'll rip along pretty quick. So I'd probably hard to get a guide exactly what to expect from this horse, but we'll dig out and be positive from that soft draw, and we'll see what we can do.
All right. Now, on Racing New South Wales, I've got you down on Munro in race five. You're riding it?
Yeah, it's just another pick-up too, Chad Levis. Yep. But I picked it up, but I don't know a lot about him either. I only had a really quick look at it just before I left this morning, and it's first up without a trial. Got up, looking up over the mile last time in, so I'm assuming that it'll probably want further. That's why they're probably happy to kick off without a trial, so I'll have to wait and see with that one.
All right, now, Angel of Heaven. Gee, was beautifully bred. Reduced Choice, Lights of Heaven in race six. And you rode this at Scone. It won nicely.
Yeah, she couldn't have been more impressive at Scone. She, unbelievable attitude. She just, all sorts went wrong in that race. We got to the gates, we loaded up. A horse went crazy, two up from her, and happened to hurt itself. And we all had to get back out of the gate, go back to the enclosure, walk around the enclosure for 15 minutes, send them back to the gate, put her in, and she never turned her hair. It was unbelievable how well she handled the occasion for a first starter, and then came out and was ultra impressive. She lobbed back in the field, and the speed really went on before the corner and brought off the bridle, but through the line, it was the signs of a pretty promising horse.
Speaking of promising, in race eight, you're on three Total Power, and again for Chris Lees. The other day when it won at Tamworth, it looked pretty green, got its head up in the straight a little bit, and as though it didn't know what to do.
Yeah, probably totally opposite to Angel of Heaven. She done everything right. He's done a lot wrong. He's very raw. He's a bit of a lad too. He gets his mind on things other than what he should be doing. But that was why I was so aggressive running him out the gates the other day. I wanted him to put his mind on the job and show his ability, and he did. But I still don't think he ran to his best. I think it's better than that. He's still learning his craft. We'll go out with the same mindset today to be nice and positive and put him in the race so he concentrates on what he's got to do. But I'm assuming they'll go quicker today, so he may not land in front. He might just be just behind him, which is not the worst thing in the world. He might race better that way with something to follow early. So But all you can do is win, and he done that well the other day. So he's got to take the step up, which is always hard, first go out of a maiden. But he's well placed today.
Yeah, so he just looked like he was a big gawky school kid on his first day at school the other day at Tamworth.
Yeah, he was. He, you know, he had the head up. He wanted to wander out at the top of the straight. Yeah. Then he straightened up and quickened, and then he wandered again. So he's obviously going to take good improvement from that, but he needs to because he's out of maiden grade now.
Now you've got some smart horses and ones with a lot of potential. What's the pick of your rides today, Gibber?
Oh, I think Angel in Heaven. She's the sort of horse that should come out of this meeting and go on to bigger and better things.
All right, terrific. Good luck today. You look like you've got a couple of nice rides. Good on you. Thanks, Gibber. Andrew Gibbons joining me there.